Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, we're back with hour number 2. Bob Pompeiani here. Matt Harkins behind the glass over there. Call him Matty Ice when you call in at 412-928-9370. That is the number to call. You can text me, or actually tweet me, at KD Pomp. I do want to get into the NCAA tournament. So far, what we've seen, it's been kind of a tame tournament with regard to major upsets. There have been some. We'll talk about them. Some unbelievable individual performances, which will lead to a question I'll ask a little bit later. But on the table right now, we're talking Penguins, Pirates, Steelers. How do you figure the Pirates will fare this year? They just announced down there, Jeff Hathorn will join me at 12:25 here to discuss a little bit more. They announced that Francisco Liriano has made the team, even though he was very wild this spring with 9 walks and 9 innings of work. And Melky Cabrera also has made the team. Right now, Jeff is talking to some of the principals down there. We'll hear what they have to say coming up at about 12:25. In the meantime, we got open boards. Let me know what you want to talk about. Anything's fine with me at 412-928-9370. We'll go out to Woody in South Carolina, who's a regular now on our program. We appreciate that. Woody, how are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you doing today?
Great, thanks.
I got a couple quick hitters here for you. One of my great friends knows an awful lot about baseball, and he has always said, it doesn't matter what the market or what the team, every team, the way baseball is structured, can afford a big-time player. Like, I'm worried about the Indians being able to sign Francisco Lindor. He said they can do it if they want to do it. So that brings to the point of the Pirates. The Pirates could have gone out, say, to get a Goldschmidt, and I don't care what the owners say or anybody else, they have that kind of money, you know, to get a player or to get players.
Yeah, they do, you know, and they're doing it their way, which is the way they've done it forever, which is they'll get some arbitration-eligible guys and try to get them, you know, contracts that will take them through the arbitration and maybe 1 year of free agency, and that's about it. When it comes to a second contract, if someone deserves it or is in the market to get it, they won't do it. We saw that with Gerrit Cole. And a return on Gerrit Cole in time, we're going to have to analyze that too, because Michael Feliz is not on this team. He didn't make the roster. Colin Moran is Colin Moran. Who else are they getting that deal? Joe Musgrove. Now, Musgrove's a good pitcher. I like, and I'm hopeful that he can be what they need as a fourth pitcher for him. But again, at some point, I think you have to sign players who are prominent and make a difference in what you do. And to the point this year, Woody, they did not do anything in the offseason really to support what they have in the field.
I agree.
In the end, that may be the reason why they don't get to a postseason if that is their said goal at this point. But, I mean, spending is all about what you want. There's no one stopping you. There's no one telling you what to do. And
right,
you can make a choice. And I think they need to spend more.
On the Cleveland Browns, you've hit a couple things, and I do agree with you on one thing. This is a team on paper right now. They have to prove themselves. But I will say this, being a Browns fan, this is the first year that I can remember, and I'm 60 years old, that there's excitement about the Browns, which is like,
Minute, Woody. I thought there were parties, parades when Johnny Manziel was drafted.
Well, you know what? I actually have a Manziel jersey, and please don't send people to hunt me down, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
You can get a refund now if you take it down there, just like Antonio Brown. Go down to the strip district. You'll get a big refund.
And my last point that I wanted to make, you brought up the 6 Penguin defensemen. The only thing that I disagree with you on, I would set Mata. I would keep Gabranson in. I don't think Gabranson's done one thing to pull him out of that lineup. I think he has been one of the most pleasant surprises that the Penguins have gotten maybe in the last year and a half, I'll say.
Yeah,
Bob, that's all I got for you. I'm going to listen to your rebuttal on those. And listen, you have a fantastic weekend, sir.
All right, thanks, Woody. You too. No, I think Gabranson has been good, but I think like Jamie Oleksiak, the more you see him, the more you'll see some of his faults. And I like him. I think that was a nice, shrewd deal by Jim Rutherford. But I also think Olli Maatta is better than people give him credit for. So if I have a choice between the two, I'm going Olli Maatta. If he's 100% healthy and ready to go. But it's nice to have depth. You need it at this time of the year because you see how the injuries come. Let's go out to Frank, who joins us right now on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hello, Frank. Welcome to the Bob Pompeiani Show. How are you?
Okay, Bob. Hey, a couple quick questions or comments. $400 million baseball contract, good luck with that. And the second thing is, if you go to a football game and it's exciting, maybe even goes to overtime, or a basketball game that's exciting, it's going back and forth, do you ever wish for that game to be over, like they're doing with baseball? Why don't they just admit that they have a boring product?
You know, Frank, it's not boring. It's just it's whether or not you want to watch it and understand it and get into it. I think baseball games can be very interesting, how they're played, the strategy involved. It is totally a different kind of sport. It's a laid-back summertime sport, which takes its time, the only one not to have a clock. So therefore, it's going to go how it goes. And I think for baseball to think they could speed it up in any way is a mistake. They're just not going to. Not appreciably. They could take a few minutes off here and there, whatever. But in the end, it's still going to be 240 to 3 hours for every game, if not more. It's just about it doesn't trend well for younger people who are not into baseball. And I think generally those ratings indicate that people aren't watching. But they'll go to the ballpark and watch a game and on a nice summer night. I don't have any problem with that. You can find some good baseball there. But it's not a fast-paced game, no. So your point is what, though?
Well, my point is, I agree. It's a relaxing night, relaxing time at the ball game. Why are they even thinking about shortening the game? That's my point.
Well, they're doing it mostly for TV. That's where it's hit. That was my point about the demographics. And thanks, Frank, for the call. The younger people aren't watching. They have other things. But the younger people, millennials, are doing all sorts of things. They're doing it at different ways. You can't measure it. It's on phones. It's on iPads. It's on streaming. It's on everything. And there's no real way to measure what they're watching and how they're watching it. And I think that's going to be the challenge of people who do this for a living, come up with ratings and numbers on meters. 412-928-9370. So we have Marty C. A lot of people responding to Francisco Liriano. Pirates continue their cheap, cheap, cheap losing approach to baseball, even though they're one of the more profitable teams and richest ownerships. Just another retread keeping Liriano. Absolutely no confidence and excitement. Attendance will fall further. That's what Marty C. says. And then Patrick N. Florida on Twitter says, are keeping Liriano so they can send the younger players down and then later use them as trade pieces for washed-up cheap vets. See, and the problem with this is, you know, the Pirates can look at this and kind of have it go in one ear out the other, but it's become the theme of how they do business. It's not surprising that Cabrera and Liriano made it. They got kind of franchise-friendly deals. They're veterans that you know what you have with them. But, I think to the point of if you're bringing Francisco Liriano in to try to win a spot, did he really win a spot or are you handing him a spot? Now, again, I understand lefty versus lefty. He's good at that. And if it's one batter choice that you need a lefty, fine. If that's your justification, I'll hear it. But 9 walks in 9 innings is not the kind of stuff that you want to see from a guy who's trying to make that opportunity. Mike in Ohio joins us right now on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Bob. I'm a big Pirate fan, and I love baseball, and I will root for the Pirates regardless of who is wearing the uniforms. But you know, because I've come to realize the way the management is and how they do business. But I have a gripe, and that is Francisco Liriano, Lonnie Chisenhall, Melky Cabrera. Those are three examples of how the Pirates signed veterans to pacify, so they can come and say, hey, well, look, we were busy in the offseason. It's just a bunch of terrible public relations. We should give these younger guys a chance. We have a good group of young people. We got young guys, outfielders, that have had good springs. We've had good young pitchers that have good spring had good springs. And, Lonnie Chisenhall, he hasn't done anything in the preseason. We handed Colin Moran a spot, gave him the job because we wanted to say, hey, well, this is who we got for Gerrit Cole. You know, he's our starter. I don't think that dude should even be on the team, Colin Moran.
Well, first of all, he doesn't have a position now either. So he's going to be a guy who is, I think, has defensive inadequacies. He's a left-handed stick, and I don't have a problem with that. but they probably wanted more out of him. And right, no matter who they put at first base right now, it's going to be a struggle, I think. And I don't think Bell's improved defensively, and that's a concern.
And he's another one. Now, let me ask you this. Who would you rather have on that squad right now, Cabrian Hayes or Colin Moran?
I would rather have Hayes, no doubt. I'd rather have and there are other guys, but again, they have deemed those guys not ready. That's their decision based on evaluation that they do. Now, you can argue that they always try to suppress talent, keep it down there as long as they have. I don't know. I've heard some people that I know and respect who are in other baseball organizations who say that those guys should be ready and look like they can be ready, but it's up to the Pirates to make that decision, and they did. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Mike in State College joins us right now on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Mike, how are you today? And maybe you're in Pittsburgh for the wrestling championships. If not, you should be if you're in state a State College fan.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Bob, I'm on my way in for that, and that's what I'm calling about. I know it's not a real popular sport, but, you know, there was an article in the USA Today this week, and it basically said, look, Alabama's dominance in college football isn't the greatest dynasty in sports right now. It's the Penn State wrestling team, which was really exciting to see somebody in the national paper recognize it. You know, if you're a Pitt fan, West Virginia fan, whatever you are, I understand everybody hates us and hates Penn State. But I'm telling you, if you have a chance to go tonight, this team and this coach are unbelievable. Ever since Cale Sanderson has gotten to State College, it changed immediately. The next day it did. And I'll leave you with this, and I'd like to hear your thoughts too. But, I ran into Coach Sanderson in State College after the fourth national championship, and it was in the summer. And he was telling a bunch of us that, hey, I'm going to redshirt some guys. We're not going to win the national championship next year. But if we do this, we're going to win four straight. And this will be the fourth straight after he said, I mean, this guy is a wizard.
No, there's no question. He was a tremendous wrestler in his own right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, 159-0, I think, was the record, and he had four national championships. So, you know, they made a commitment. This is the one thing Penn State did with that, much like they did with their hockey. They've made commitments. They spent some money. And the reason it doesn't get, you know, the accolades at Alabama is it's not a big revenue-producing sport. It may be up there at State College, but generally speaking, wrestling itself does not sell on television, and therefore it's not talked about as much. But you can't deny what it is. And I think Pitt is on, you know, the right spot coming back here too. And, you know, we'll see how they do. They had four guys in the so-called blood round last night. They all lost, but they're good wrestlers. A lot of them from the WPIL ranks as well. So when I come back, I want to talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament because there've been some interesting developments there and some matchups that I think you're gonna have to watch today and tomorrow. Exclusively on KDKA, CBS, True TV, TNN, TBS, all those CBS-related stations. And it should be fun as they go into next week, the Sweet 16. And that's what we're getting down to this weekend, a lot of good matchups. But before I do that, I want to tell you about my friends at Window Nation, because spring is close and temperatures are warming. Look outside, you'll see. And when you look outside, I want you to look at your windows and ask yourself, are they tough to open? Do you see cracks, drafts? Do you see condensation? Because I did. So I wanted to call the experts, and I did. I got them to come out, and I got some new windows. Hunter, Anthony, Brian, all those guys were great in helping us do that. You, too, can spring into action now for huge Window Nation savings. You're going to get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. There is no limit. Plus, you'll get a house of windows for only $69 a month. You heard that right. Not only do you get the two free windows for every two you buy, but you're getting brand new energy-efficient Window Nation windows installed for just about $2 a day. And think about that. It's less than a cup of coffee, less than a gallon of milk or gas. So now is the time to take advantage of this limited-time event. Window Nation offers over 1,500 custom window and door style combinations designed and engineered to tame our wild weather conditions you have here in Western PA, all with A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. So it doesn't get any better than that, folks. You buy two windows, you get two free. You want 20, you buy 10. There's no limit. Plus, get a house of windows as low as $69 a month. Hurry. The offer will not last. Call Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, or windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION. Online, windownation.com. Tell them Pomp sent you. PA License 104-611.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.